And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 3rd of August, 2014. It was on this day, 1841, Juliana Horatia Ewing was born in the village of Ecclesfield in Yorkshire, England. She loved to make up stories for her siblings based on Hans Christian Andersen and the Grimm brothers. She wrote plays for her siblings. When she was 18, she founded a lending library and then began her publishing career, writing stories for magazines. Her book, The Brownies and Other Tales, was very popular, practically unknown today, but immensely popular in her time. And the founders of the Girl Scout movement named their junior-level scouts Brownies in honor of her. It's the birthday of the poet Marvin Bell, born in Santa Mauritius, a little farming community on the south shore of Long Island, 1937. Went in the army, came back home, published his first book of poems, Things We Dreamt We Died For, and then another 10 years later, Stars Which See, Stars Which Do Not See. Went on to teach at the Iowa Writers' Workshop for 40 years. Marvin Bell, who said, much of our lives involves the word no. In school, we're mostly told, don't do it this way, do it that way. But art is the big yes. In art, you get a chance to make something where there was nothing. It's the birthday of the poet Hayden Carruth, born in Waterbury, Connecticut, 1921, served in the Army Air Force during World War II, went to graduate school on the GI Bill, fell in love with jazz, and moved to Chicago. But in 1953, suffered a nervous breakdown, spent the next year and a half in treatment for alcoholism, went through electroshock therapy, and left to move to rural Vermont and New York State. He began to farm. He worked as a mechanic, hired himself out as a field hand, kept up a hardscrabble lifestyle for decades, and wrote poems about people who live by their hands. In 1996, at the age of 75, his collection Scrambled Eggs and Whiskey won the National Book Award. Hayden Carruth died in 2008 after complications from a stroke. It's the birthday of the journalist and war correspondent Ernie Pyle, Ernest Taylor Pyle, born near Dana, Indiana, 1900, went to Indiana University, went to work on the Washington Daily News, where he was unhappy sitting behind a desk, so he and his wife packed up their Ford Roadster and took off on a 9,000-mile trip around the United States. When World War II broke out, he became a war correspondent, writing stories from the front, from the soldier's perspective. Won the Pulitzer Prize. Ernie Pyle said, someday when peace has returned to this world, I want to come to London again and stand on a certain balcony on a moonlit night and look down upon the peaceful silver curve of the Thames with its dark bridges. But he was killed by machine gun fire on an island near Okinawa, April 18, 1945. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Simpson, As Birds Are Fitted to the Boughs. As birds are fitted to the boughs that blossom on the tree and whisper when the south wind blows, so was my love to me. And still she blossoms in my mind and whispers softly, though the clouds are fitted to the wind is to the snow. A poem by Lewis Simpson, As Birds Are Fitted to the Boughs, from his collection, The Owner of the House, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.